Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our guest today is Donna Kurtz, the McHenry County Treasurer, and we want to welcome Donna to our show, which is 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Donna, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you, Ron. So happy to be here.
Well, this is your show to tell people about what's going on as County Treasurer. Donna, so go ahead and tell us all about it.
Well, I think it needs to start with the whole premise of our founding of our country in terms of no taxation without representation. And what you see before you when you receive your tax bill, which, by the way, is going out sooner than you may want to have, but it is going in the mail tomorrow, May 5th, which, by the way, is a few days prior to the showing, I believe, of this broadcast. So in that sense, you're going to have your tax bill perhaps sitting right in front of you while we're talking today. And I want everybody to know that their taxes are based on a very structured process in which your government, the people that you have voted for or perhaps not voted for or perhaps didn't even vote, those people are establishing levies. And those levies then translate into the assessed value that you have on your home, which, by the way, is also based on people that you have, again, either voted for, didn't vote for, or didn't vote. And by the way, I do want to put a plug in for assessors. The assessors we have in our county are highly trained, highly ethical people, and I know they do the very, very best job they can. But in any event, what we see before our before you with your tax bill is a list of the various taxing bodies, and you'll see that right below the two coupons. We'll get into, you know, some of that detail, but I do want to, you know, really reassure you that your tax bill is something that you have to pay, but on the other hand, you have control over it, perhaps more than you think, by being aware of what's happening in your community, by listening to this show, for example, and by being aware of who's running for offices, maybe running yourself. And by making sure you vote for very good people who are honest, smart, and are looking out for you.
Donna, can you tell the people how your tax bill is created?
Yeah, so I touched on that a tiny bit. Let me elaborate on it. So what happens is all of the taxing bodies, which again are listed per your tax bill. So your tax bill is actually designed specifically for you and where you live and who is levying taxing amounts to you, called tax levies. So those governing bodies in open meetings in which you can attend, these can be anything from townships to school boards to county government. All of these various organizations will have their budgets and then their taxes established. Typically, that's in the November timeframe. Then you have, once those levies are established, you also have the assessor assessing your home. And those assessments are based on a established process that they follow and that they are licensed to conduct. All of that gets fed into the clerk. And then the clerk also has another factor that they have to establish into the mix, and that's called an equalizer. And that is provided for and directed by the state. In the end, it is the clerk that sends us all of this data, and that data then gets, inevitably printed on your specific, specially designed and created for your property.
And I believe this time, with changes that you've made to the tax bill, there'll be more pronounced information as far as size and detail that people could look at and see who's the largest taxing body mm-hmm. on their tax bill when it comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, Ron, thank you very much for that segue. Well, I want to reassure everyone that we have improved the tax bill cosmetically. I have asked people to make improvements by eliminating the amount they have to pay. And unfortunately, I'm not legally right. able to do that.
Okay.
But what I can do is take that format as it is legally established and I'm required to provide and make it more readable and understandable for you. So we've done that in a number of ways. One, everybody who owns property has what is called a parcel number, also known as a PIN. And what we've done this year is we've highlighted the PIN, your special number for your property, and it's highlighted both on your two installments. You have a coupon in which your taxes are required and due by the 12th of June. Then you have another installment due by September 12th. So the PIN is identified in each of those coupons. You also need to write the PIN on your check if you mail in a payment. And then it's also established on the stub of the tax bill. So this provides you with essentially a way to see the detail and keep that stub for your records. So we've highlighted that. We've also made the fonts bigger in the taxing governing area where you can actually, as Ron is saying, you can see who is the biggest tax body that it, and the biggest tax being imposed upon you out of all that you are paying. That may help you to establish, you know, who is your priority in calling and talking to and understanding why the costs are what they are. It's a requirement that they have to conduct these processes in an open meeting. They'll be happy to talk with you, but you have to be concerned to ask the question. And then final thing I'll mention is that we've done some color coding, and we have established a lot of information on the back of the tax bill.
That's really important because I think most people are under the impression that whatever town they live in, whatever city they live in, they're the ones causing all the taxes. That's not really true. So when you look at this new form that you've got, the way it's laid out, you see who's the biggest taxing body. And it's not really the city that you live in. It's something other than that. And they'll be able to see that. And I think that's going to be very helpful, Donna, by you doing that with the tax bill coming up. They can see where that big taxing body is. And then they address it accordingly.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, taxes, you know, make our government work. And, you know, all of us should have some sense of pride that we are contributing to good government and the money that it takes to make it work. On the other hand, we have every right in the world to say, why is this costing what it is? And, you know, this tax bill is designed to allow you that opportunity to raise your hand and say, wait a minute, I don't understand. I need to understand. And then you can take action accordingly, as I mentioned earlier.
That's great. You know, can you tell the folks how the treasurer's office can help them?
Yeah. Yeah. A number of ways. First off, we are making ourselves highly available to the public. And we're doing a number of really great things. Before I kind of elaborate on that, though, I want to make sure I mention that I feel we've had a lot of success in the 6 months that I've been the new treasurer for McHenry County. But I also want to say I've been able to be very successful because of the excellent foundation that former treasurer Glenda Miller provided me. And we have, you know, taken her great work over the many years of service, and we've taken it to the next level. So specifically, we have a highly trained staff, a highly experienced staff, people that not only do the job excellently and professionally, but they have a true level of empathy for people. And they're going to try and find the best way for you to make your payment, as an example. And I'll get to that in a second. Secondly, we have made paying easier. And we're going to do that by, one, waiving all fees for the e-check process. E-check allows you to pay by phone or online. And we are going to pay for those fees. Why? Because we want people to find out how easy it is to make a payment online quickly, efficiently. And we also want to make sure that people have a great experience, not waiting in lines, etc. Now, back to waiting in lines.
Okay.
We have a drive-in. We have a drive-through. Not a drive-in. Drive-in, we'd be able to serve fries. So
right. Wouldn't that be unique? Pay your tax bill and get an order of fries.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we'll work on that in the future. We'll see what we can do. But in all honesty, our drive-through is one of the most unique and special aspects of our particular treasurer's office. I attended a meeting where there's, you know, like 100 other state treasurers in Illinois attending the meeting. And I had several people come up to me and say, "Wow, are you the treasurer that has a drive-through window?" And that's because we purchased through the very wise decision-making of former treasurers, we purchased a bank building. So we have a drive-through. We have four lanes. We've seen some traffic jams in those four lanes through the years, according to my staff. So what have we done? We've brought in McDot to provide us with some signs, some very nice large signs to direct traffic. And we think that's going to really help get people in and out of the drive-through. Another element is for the last Saturday, so we have two installments. The first installment will be open Saturday. We're going to keep banker-type hours, and we're going to be open from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that'll happen both on Saturday, the 10th of June, and then also Saturday, September 9th. Those are the Saturdays prior to tax day, which will then happen on the 12th. So in both September 12th and June 12th.
We're going to pause for just a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we are talking with Donna Kurtz, the new McHenry County Treasurer. Donna, are you sure that we can't get an order of fries as we go through the drive-thru?
Well, you know, I'm going to have to clear it with the county board, so
okay.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. So when it comes to payment, how many different ways can you pay your bill?
So we have everything that you can make payment with, including cash. So we have cash, we have credit, debit, we have the e-check, and so that covers it. Let's focus on, let's kind of just chat a tiny bit about cash. So when you do make a cash payment, we require you to stay at the window so that we can count the money in front of you, and then we can count the money with another staff member reviewing that count, and then we also put it into the currency counter. Upon completion of that, you will get a receipt, but we do require you as the taxpayer to stay physically present while that is occurring. That's for your safety and the assurance by your staff that we're working together. Now, when you have the opportunity to pay for a credit card, your tax payment is going to be relatively pretty high. The credit card payment is almost 3% of a fee on top of whatever your payment is. So that's 3% on top of your payment. We are really going to push the e-check approach. E-check allows you to directly debit your account. And as I mentioned earlier, it's free. So people who may not have an online access, we give them specific directions so they can access the e-check through a phone. So it's so we're trying to provide, you know, cover all the bases, but we, like I said, we really want to make it easy for people to pay.
Don, is there something that's written that would give directions to people to say, here's how you do e-check, that they can receive or have a better understanding of it?
Mm-hmm. Were you like listening to my staff meeting yesterday, or that is such a great question.
It's out in the open now, I guess.
Well, we not only do we have that, but it'll be a downloadable PDF, and it'll have screenshots in it. It'll have specific direction, so. People that are not used to paying online, and you know, let's face it, every online payment process differs. But right. Let me just point out that the first step involved in that online payment is you're going to go directly to the property tax lookup tool. And so you're going to put in your PIN, your property number, your parcel number. And that is going to tell you how much you owe. Then you'll have a button to then click on, you know, I want to make payment. And then you'll go through an entire process. We've also added a validation feature. So it is to prevent you from putting in, you know, a fat fingering a number incorrectly.
Right.
So we've added some validation as well. So we think it's going to be a very streamlined and really a taxpayer satisfied experience.
If you don't have access to a computer, is there another way of getting information from your office?
Yeah, Ron, thank you for allowing me to get back to that. So eCheck will allow people to call an 800 number, then put in a jurisdiction code, which is essentially saying, hey, this is McHenry County. And it will then direct you through voice commands to put in your PIN number, put in your bank account number, and, you know, make payment. So, you know, for those who are not computer savvy or those who have a phone handy but not a computer, this is a great way to make payment.
That's great because it's offering other ways for people to do things.
Absolutely. You know, let's face it. I mean, paying taxes is painful. It's the most expensive expense that a property owner faces on an annual basis, no less. And it increases frequently every year, no less. So let's make it easy for people, and let's just give them a sense of appreciation when they come in. And by the way, that's another thing I want to tell you is that this staff, many have been there for 14, 15, 20 plus years. And they have that commitment of let's make it pleasant. Let's make sure we smile and thank people. And there's just a genuine level of appreciation, which is, by the way, what I think makes McHenry County so special, and it's absolutely reflected in the caliber of people that are at the treasurer's office.
Donna, is there a way that people who don't really understand their tax bill, that there be some kind of a seminar or something put on to say, here's how your tax bill works, here's what these line items mean. It tells them definitively what all this is all about. Is there something out there for them?
Yes. We are going to have those kind of programs available. And it'll be happening sooner than later. But I want to mention that one of the best resources that any taxpayer can get right now is to go to Treasurer, and that's an ER at the end, treasurer.mchenrycountyil.gov, G-O-V. And at the very top of the left menu, there is a button you can push, and it's called Explain Your Tax Bill. And what's so fantastic about this particular page is you have an image of your tax bill, and it has labels, A, B, C, D, etc. You click on that letter, and it will tell you what that particular area provides. So it's really, it's about the best way you could ever imagine to learn your tax bill. And it's apparently quite a pretty big step forward. Not perhaps other counties have done this. By the way, I think we kind of did best practices, mean we took other people's ideas to make this one happen. In from another state, so
that's okay as long as it works. But I think we should give that website one more time, Donna.
Sure. It's treasurer.mchenrycountyil.gov, and I do want to put a special plug in for the IT department at the McHenry County government. They've just done a tremendous job in accommodating us and helping us to achieve these kind of tools, which are, again, invaluable. So you really understand that tax bill.
Well, I think all these changes are beneficial because it's giving people more information, which is what they need. Mm-hmm. And that's going to go a long way and makes your job easier and everyone else's job easier. So that's really good. Are there any special resources online other than that to help the folks that we want to mention mm-hmm. while you're here with us today?
Mm-hmm. I think that the overall website is extremely helpful because we do also provide helpful tips and some of the helpful information that we have provided really help people to understand things like this is the only property tax bill that you're going to receive. And we talk about that under the section paying your tax bill. We also focus on the fact that even if you didn't receive a property tax bill, you are still required to pay taxes. And, you know, it's important that everyone take responsibility because when others don't pay their taxes, you know, theoretically, you know, ultimately we all have to pay our taxes.
Yes.
We certainly don't want to suffer the consequences, but, you know, we all have to pay them because that tax burden doesn't go away. It gets redistributed when we lose property. So it's a team sport when it comes to taxes. I also want people to understand that, you know, we do assess late fees. So you want to make sure you hit those due dates. And we're going to, you know, as you would expect, we're very firm. June 12th, that is the due date. That's it. September 12th, that is the due date.
Now, if there was a medical issue, Donna, that people didn't get there on time, I'm sure there's some exceptions to the rule based on certain conditions.
I'm really not, really thinking that's going to be happening on my watch. We all know what the tax due date is. And, I think that if people have been used to having exceptions provided to them in the past, I would say don't plan on that. If you think that you're going to have issues with health, you know, make sure that somebody else is getting that payment in. You know, we just have to be tough on making sure everyone understands their responsibilities and they have to do their part.
And that's why I asked that question, because I'm sure people have thought about that, but you have a responsibility, we all do, and that's very, very important.
Yeah. Thanks, Ron.
Well, you're welcome. And folks, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. You can go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us for more information. We've been visiting with Donna Kurtz, the McHenry County Treasurer, today. We want to thank Donna for being here today and being on our show. And if you have any other questions, go to Donna's website, and she'll be more than happy to help you out, or her office. And once again, everybody, thank you for listening, and have a great day.